Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
The holidays are coming, and the tools and the savings that come with them are already here at the Home Depot. If someone on your Christmas list would like some new tools from top brands like Milwaukee, Ryobi, DeWalt, Makita, Husky, or Ridgid, make their wish come true and do it with savings that stretch your holiday shopping even further. This is how you gear up for Christmas. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hey, and this reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCPT, Elbow Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside here on the campus of Riverview High School in Searcy as Mountain Home Bomber boys are so far leading their season opener 10-9 over Riverview after one complete quarter. It will be Bomber Basketball to start this second quarter. Again, Mountain Home, the Lady Bombers started the night by winning their season opener 58-33. Colton Peters will inbound on the near sideline, gets into Benton, and we're back underway. Ball goes over to Peters on the left wing, back to Benton. Over to Bashirs, now to Gilbert. He's going to immediately pull up for the three-pointer in the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Riverview basketball as we are 13 seconds into the second quarter. The one-point lead for the Bombers right now. Arnett into the front court for the Raiders. Takes the screen from Brown. Now gives it to Brown on the left wing. Now Brown is going to dribble toward the elbow. Now kicks out to Vaughn on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Peters. Back comes Mountain Home. They had the ball knocked away for a moment, but Mountain Home is going to keep possession after the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Riverview. 7.5 left of the first half. Mountain Home with the ball leading 10-9. Benton takes an inbound pass. Tries to give it to Bashirs. Ball is knocked away by Riverview. Ball goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will keep possession and inbound it on the baseline with 7:19 left of the half. Luke Cruz going to check back into the game for the Bombers as he'll replace Baylor Castilius. Peters will inbound it. Gets into Cruz in the left corner. His jumper, good. Luke Cruz now with 5 points. 12-9, Mountain Home on top. Here is Arnett with the ball. Thought about the three. Now he's going to give it to Vaughn on the left side. Vaughn's going to dribble down to the paint. His pass a little wide of looking to goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home's going to get back on the Riverview's fifth turnover of the night. Gilbert has the ball. Says zone press for Riverview, but Mountain Home's able to break it as Benton gets into the front court. Peters has it, and now gives it to Bashirs at the elbow. Over to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Peters. He goes back up with it. Shot was blocked, and it is going to be Riverview coming up with the basketball. Back the other way, pass a little too high for Overstreet as Riverview got a little bit wider with that. That's their sixth turnover of the night. Mountain Home's going to get it back with 6:40 left of the half, leading 12-9. Priscilla's checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Hunter Bashirs. Vaughn and the Browns are going to check out for Riverview as well as they're replaced by Landon Chandler, who just knocked that ball out of bounds. And I didn't see who else came in. Maybe Ashton Williams. Peters inbounds it to Luke Cruz. Gives it back to Peters. It's a full court man for Riverview right now. Peters gets into the front court to Benton. 6.5 minutes left of the first half. 3-point lead for the Bombers. Benton drove to the left wing. Now he's going down into the lane. Going to kick it out. Try to kick it out to Gilbert. Pass is knocked away. Gilbert's able to keep possession though and stay. Save it from going into the backcourt. Yeah. Well, a break there from Mountain Home. They almost committed another turnover there. Here's Benton with ball on the left wing. Gives it to Peters there on the wing. Peters drills up to the top. Finds Gilbert on the left side. Now he's going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks it out to Castilius on the wing. Up top to Peters. Peters drills towards the wing. Now going into the court to the corner. And he's going to be called for travel. Second turnover tonight against Mountain Home. Bond and Brown are going to check back in for the Raiders as Williams and Chandler are going to check back out. Ben Pinson's going to check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Here's Arnett with the ball on the right wing. Dribbles up to the top. Now kicks out to Vaughn near the left corner. He drills out to the lane. Now goes up to the top. Goes towards the right side of the lane. And he's going to be tripped up by Wyatt Gilbert. That is Gilbert's third personal foul, team foul number six against Mathenom. Bennett Pinson's going to check in for Colton Peters, and Hunter Beshears is going to come in, replacing Wyatt Gilbert, who again just picked up his third foul. 5:33 left of the first half. Mathenom leading 12-9. Arnett will inbound the pass for Riverview, and he gets it into Brown on the right wing. Now he dribbles up between the circles. Now he's going down into the lane for the left. His shot will not go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul's on Luke Cruz. That's his first personal foul, team foul number seven. So Riverview will be shooting free throws for the rest of this half. Two-shot opportunity for Quentin Brown. First shot is up and good. One more free throw coming up for Brown. If he gets this next one, it'll be a one-point game. Second shot is up. He misses it. Rebound comes to Talon Benton. 12-10, Mathenom leading it. Here's Beshears giving it to the front court to Cresilius. Now down to Pinson in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. A little strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Sincere Brookins. And, they're going to turn it over in the backcourt. Chandler and Williams going to check back into the game for the Raiders, replacing Vaughn and Brown. 5:13 left of the first half. Mathenom with the ball leading by two. 12-10 is our score. Riverview with seven turnovers. Mathenom with two, if I'm counting everything correctly. Here is Cresselia taking an inbound pass, giving it, drilling actually down into the corner, and he's going to be fouled. Landon Chandler picks up his second personal foul, and that is the 17th foul. So Cresselia will be at the free throw line for the 1-1. Vaughn and Brown checking back in, replacing Chandler and Williams. Cresselius at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Again, a 1-1 opportunity. First shot is up, in and out. No good. He missed the front end. The rebound controlled by Riverview. Back the other way. Here is Brown. Loses the handle of the ball and steals by Mathenom. Here is Ben with it in the front court. Now he has the ball knocked away from him. And now a loose ball once again. Ben's going to get the steal. He's going to go up for the layup. Good. Talon Ben with his first 2 points of the night. And back the other way. Another foul's going to be called. Well, this game's gotten physical in a hurry. Baylor Cresselius with the blocking foul. It's his first personal foul. Team foul number eight against Mathenom. So a 1-1 is coming up for Seth Vaughn. Williams checking into the game for Riverview, replacing Brown. 4:39 left of this first half as Vaughn looks to cut into Mathenom's 4-point advantage with a 1-1 opportunity. First shot is up. In and out, no good. Misses the front end, and the rebound's controlled by Beshears. Ben will walk the ball into the front court. Full court man for Riverview. Throws it over to Ben, to Beshears. Pinson has now in the corner. Now it's top to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is knocked away and controlled by Arnett. Arnett into the front court for Riverview. He's going to give it to Vaughn. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound is, and Mathenom will get it back as the ball goes out of bounds. Vaughn's going to check out of the game, replacing as he's replaced by Chandler. 4:10 left of the first half. Mathenom with the ball leading 14-10. And now a whistle away from the ball. A foul's going to be called on Riverview, and a 1-1's coming up once again for Mathenom. 4:05 left of the first half as that foul's going to be called on Sincere Brookins, his first personal foul, team foul number eight. Against the Raiders. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for a 1-1. So far, he is 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 5 points. First shot for Cruz is up and good. So he earns a bonus. Vaughn's going to check back in, replacing Chandler for Riverview. Crew's second shot is up, rolls around, does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Riverview. 15-10, Mount Salem on top. 4 minutes left here in the first half. Here is Vaughn with the ball on the right side, going into the lane for the layup. And another offensive foul. Seth Vaughn commits Riverview's 10th turnover as he picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 9, against Riverview. Now, they don't shoot free throws on charges, so Mount Salem will inbound it. Chandler and Williams coming back in, replacing Vaughn and Brown with 3:55 left in the first half. Mount Salem with the ball, leading by 5. The Shears inbounds it to Benton. Full court man once again for Riverview. Benton walks into the front court. Benton has ball on the right side, gives up top to Casilius. Over to Pinson on the left wing. Now up top to Cruz. Finds Casilius in the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Williams. And back comes Riverview. Here's Arnett with the ball at the top. 3:23 left of the first half. Mount Salem leading by 5. Arnett drills to the right side. Now his pass is knocked away, but Riverview's able to keep possession. Here is Overstreet. He has ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Mount Salem. Back come the Bombers, going into the lane for the layup as Bashir's. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line as Mount Salem's now in the double bonus. Sincere Brookins with his second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against Riverview, so both teams going to be shooting free throws. So it was going to be 2 shots from here on out for Mount Salem on non-shooting fouls. Riverview not yet in the double bonus. Bashir's first free throw is up. No good. Williams is going to check back in, Chandler coming back in, replacing Brookins. Second shot for Bashir's is up and in. That's his first point of the night. 16-10, Mount Salem leading it. Lower 3 minutes left of this first half. Here's Arnett with the ball on the right wing. He's going into the lane, going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Cruz, and back come the Bombers. He gets it to Benton, who brings it into the front court. Benton drills to the left side, finds Casilius in the corner. Now on the wing to Bashir's, up top to Pinson. Over to Cruz on the right side. Cruz will give it to Benton on the wing. Benton throws up top to Bashir's. Bashir's going into the lane for the layup. Does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Brown. And back comes Riverview. 2:25 left of the first half. Ball goes up top to Arnett. Back to Brown on the right side. Mount Salem leading 16-10. Here's Arnett with it up top. Throwing it over on the left side to Overstreet. Overstreet's going to pull up in the corner for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. And back on the Bombers, leading by 6. Lower 2 minutes left of this first half. Cruzelius walks the ball into the front court. Man-to-man defense for Riverview once again. Over to Benton. Now to Pinson near the right corner. Tries to give it to a cutting Cruzelius. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Riverview. Fourth turnover against Mount Salem. And back comes Riverview. A foul well before any layup. It's going to be it's going to be a 1-1 still for Riverview with a 1-1. That foul's on Bennett Pinson, his first personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Bombers. Pinson checks out of the game. I believe he got replaced by Peters. First shot for Brown is up. No good. He misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound is controlled by Mount Salem. Here's Benton quickly back the other way for the Bombers, going into the lane. He does a pass to Pierce. His layup is blocked, and Riverview comes up with the basketball. Brown back the other way. His jumper is good, and he draws contact. An and-one situation coming up for Quentin Brown. That foul is on Luke Cruz, I believe. Luke Cruz's second personal foul. Team foul number 10. Now both teams are in the double bonus. This is a and-one situation. Cruz is going to come out of the game as he's replaced by Jeff Hodges, a 6'6 junior. And the free throw is good. It is a one-possession game. 16-13, our score with 1:36 left of the first half. Matt's home with the ball in the lead. Ball goes into the front court to Colton Peters. Now he'll give it to Benton there on the right side, up top to Casillas. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Finds Hodges on the low block. Back to Bashir's. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Peters, and he's going to go back over there. His shot was blocked from behind. Ball's loose now, and now are they going to call a jump ball, or did someone get a timeout? Nope, they're going to call a jump. And it will be Riverview's basketball in the possession arrow. Riverview will get the ball back, trailing by 16-13, our score, with 1:12 left of this half. Arnett will walk the ball into the front court for the Raiders. Here is Brown with the ball on the right side. Now it goes up top, dribbles, throws it to Arnett on the left wing. His three-pointer rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Benton. He's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Two shots coming up for Talon Benton. Again, Mountain Home. Again, both teams already in the double bonus. 51.9 seconds left of the first half. That foul is on Landon Chandler. That's his third personal foul. So two shots for Talon Benton. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. So it's now a two-possession game once again. Then with one more free throw. Second shot will not go. He gets one of two, and the rebound is controlled by Arnett. Arnett will walk the ball into the front court. 45 seconds left of the half. And Riverview may hold for the last shot of the half. Looks like they're going to be content to do just that. Mount's home in the 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes to Brown. Now Brown still with the ball up at the top. 15 seconds left. He's just taking some dribbles out there. Now Brown's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. No good. Barrel for the rebound. And another jump ball. This time it will be Mathon with the possession arrow. They got a chance to get a shot off with 2.9 seconds left of the half. Checking in the game for Riverview right now is, let's see if I can see that number. I believe that's Montrell Chapman as he replaces Quentin Brown. Chapman, a 5'8 sophomore. ML pass goes to Benton. He's going to try to heave at the half court. They cannot get to go, and we've reached the end of the first half. Our score after two quarters of play, Mountain Home leading Riverview 17-13. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would